Hello, this is A Quiet Life and I'm Ruth Amos, the host of A Quiet Life. Welcome, it is very good to have you here with me. Today I am talking to Scotty Haas about things that I called intention questions or daily questions. So they're not my idea, I got them from a book called Triggers by Marshall Goldsmith, but I'm finding them a very useful way to look at my life and to change my behaviour this year, which for the better, I hope. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this chat with Scott.
Ruth Amos is with me. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be talking to you.
No, it's not. I'm a little nervous about this. You messaged me last night, you know, and like, yeah, what are we talking about? And you said, you know, we're still going to have a bit of an update on our yearly themes. Mm. I'm like, do we have to?
Because Scott's year theme is the year of health.
The year of health.
How is it going, Scott?
Well, it was going okay. In saying that, I think I've been maybe once to the gym all year. Mm. And it's actually been frustrating because I actually really want to go, but it's just been so crazy. And because the kids are on holidays and stuff, you kind of want to be home while they're home and stuff like that. But so that hasn't gone as well as I had planned. And then this morning, and this is confession time, and I hope my wife is not tuned in right now because I'm not going to live this down. So I've been having of a morning fruit and Greek yogurt.
Very good.
You know, like, and then this morning I'm walking past a takeaway store and I'm like, oh, what? Yeah, I feel like something different this morning. So I walked in, there was a Kransky roll in there and it had bacon, egg, cheese, onion, and Kransky.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got it. And even the lady in there, she goes, oh, I've got to prepare myself for days for one of these. That should have been alarm bells, surely.
Surely.
So I ate it and the whole thing. And now I just feel so blah. Like, it's like, what did I do that for?
Okay. So here's the thing. When I ask you how your year of health is going, you're looking back over, like, this morning and saying, oh, it's dreadful. But I think it's actually important, if we really care about these things, to keep a record of how it's going long term. So you can look over weeks. So I have this tool that I'm using to help me keep track of how I'm going long term. And it means keeping a record. Because, like, if you want to know how something's going, you actually have to write it down. You know that? Like, if you want to know where your money's going, you actually have to write down what you spend the money on.
Yeah.
So this is the same idea. So these things are called, I've been calling them intention questions. They come from a book called Triggers by Marshall Goldsmith. They're daily questions that you answer and you give yourself a mark out of 10, right? So, and the question needs to be phrased in a particular way. And the phrasing is, have I done my best to? So for you, have I done my best to be healthy today? So then you can take into account what's happened through the day because, you know, if you wake up with a fever and feel rubbish, then doing your best to be healthy means lying on the couch and drinking lots of water, right?
Whereas other
days it might mean going to the gym or whatever. So my big one for the year theme is, have I done my best to bring order today? And I can tell you that I have a mark of 190 points out of a possible 220. So that's 86%.
That's pretty
decent. I'm feeling pretty good about
it. And the nice thing about that approach is if you have one of those bad moments, it, you know, your points jump a bit, but you still look over and you go, I'm actually doing okay.
Yeah, actually, in the long term,
yeah.
So I have six questions I ask myself. One is, have I done my best to be creative? Because I'm a writer, so I need to be creative. Have I done my best to eat healthy? Have I done my best to exercise? To bring order? To bless Moz, because, we've been married for 27 years, takes a bit of work, and the work is I want to bless him every day, he's important to me. And have I done my best to take up space, which that one might be a thing for another day. But, yeah, they're my questions, and I give myself a mark out of 10 every day. And
you're doing really well.
Oh, for that one I am. Maybe for some others I'm not doing quite so well.
It is important to show yourself a bit of grace and forgiveness too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But if you're asking yourself these questions and you're getting 3 out of 10 for 2 weeks, then you have to think,
hang on.
Am I really trying? Yeah. Do I really care about this?
And see, that's so good because I know for me, when I was looking at health another time, a nutritionist said, write down all the foods that you're eating every day and, you know, and even the bad ones, you know, write them all down. But it was actually good to be able to step back and actually have almost a broader view of all that. And so then you could go, I'm actually doing okay, you know, like other than that slip up on that day and that slip up. But it helps you be more aware of those things,
absolutely,
which I think is what you're saying.
It even might change what you're doing. Oh, I'm going to write this down. I'm going to do something at the end of the day. And actually something you reminded me of was when I said to you last night, I'm going to talk about this. You said, oh, well, let's do it. Keep me accountable. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's the missing link, accountability. Like if you really want to do this well, you ring someone at the end of the night and say, here are my scores for my questions. How did you go? And share and be accountable to each other. And that way you're going to see real change in your behaviour.
Yep, love that. Have you got a podcast or have you got a, you know, like where can we find
absolutely.
Out more about this?
You can find out more on ruthamos.com.au. And I have a podcast and a blog that I'll be writing about this.
ruthamos.com.au. Hey, thanks, Ruth.
Thanks,
we'll
for
see you soon.
See you soon.
So that was a really great chat with Scott on Ultra 106.5. That's ultra106five.com if you want to look them up. And just a recap of the main points here. The questions are, have I done my best to, and then whatever you've done. And what we're really measuring here is not whether you've done it or not, although hopefully you have, but whether you've really tried to do it, how much you're trying. And these questions that you write down, we hope they're things that are important to you and things that you want to try to do. And then once you've asked the question, give yourself a mark out of 10 or out of 5, or even I know someone who has a little circle in his notebook with a line through it. And if he does nothing at all, he gets nothing. But if he colours in half of it, if he thinks he's done a half good job, or a whole of it, if he thinks he's done a wonderful good job, and he gives himself a mark out of 3. But the important thing is here to write it down, to keep a record. Don't just trust your little brain to remember it, because it probably won't. And also it helps to keep you accountable to have it written down. And that's that record and that accountability are part of how this whole thing works, to change your behaviour for the better, to help you to follow the year themes and to do things that are important to you. So you might want an accountability partner. And my accountability partner is you. So thank you. Because as I found that as I was going through these last couple of weeks and thinking about things, I think, gosh, do I really want to clean out that cupboard or take those things to the salvos today? No, I don't actually really want to do it. But I'm going to be talking to Scott on Thursday, and I'm going to be talking to Scott about this whole amazing question things and how they work. And I need to make sure they do work in my life before I tell anybody else how to do them. So I have needed accountability, and you, my listeners of my podcast and the listeners to Scott's program in the morning, and Scott himself, you have been my accountability partners, and I'm very grateful to you, because I have brought order in my house and I have been more in touch with my year theme. So I thought you might be wondering how I have brought order into my house, into my life, and a few things that I've done really. You know, Christmas season, we had a lot of people in the house. We had a wedding, and then we had Christmas, and then we had to babysit a dog, which was all good. But all those things are over now, and I'm just trying to bring my house back into order from those times. But also, what we've done is renovated our house to make a little suite, I guess, for Caleb and Michaela, our son and daughter-in-law. Downstairs, they have their own little place, but that means we've lost two rooms of our house. Two rather large rooms of our house. And so we don't have as much storage space as we used to have. And although we've lost most of Caleb's stuff, we still don't have a lot of storage space in our house. And so anything that I can get rid of at the moment, I am very happy to see walk out that door. And I opened my hall closet door the other day and I looked on the shelf to think, like, what can I get rid of here? And I looked up there and I thought, there are a dozen or so tea towels sitting on that shelf that I had completely forgotten about. Now, I don't know when I bought them, but I haven't used them. I haven't remembered them, and I think I've bought some new tea towels since. So out they went, and I've gone through clothes and sent them to Vinnie's and, you know, all that, all the salvos, whatever, both actually, to be honest. And, so I've just been doing a lot of clearing out around the house and, you know, making things neat and tidy again, and trying to find space to put stuff that we pulled out from downstairs when we renovated and has been sitting in our dining room for ages. And that part of my life is now coming to a fairly natural close, I think. There's not a whole lot more that I can throw out. I can think of a few things, but not too much more. And so I think that the year of order stuff is now going to move on naturally to my business. And one of the things that I'm trying to do at the moment is bring order to the ruthamos.com.au website. So that website's got a couple of little issues that need sorting out, and I've been working today on bringing order to that. And have I fixed the issues? No, I have not fixed the issues. But have I tried my hardest to fix those issues? Yes, I sure have. And so I'm going to give myself 10 out of 10 today for trying to bring order into my life, even though I haven't quite fix the issues yet. And there's an inbox here staring at me. Every time I talk to you, I look at that inbox and think, oh my goodness, I need to fix that as well. So there's plenty of stuff that I can still do. But yeah, they're the sort of things that I've been doing at this point. And we've talked a bit about accountability as being really important in terms of, you know, answering these questions and keeping a record and then being accountable to somebody. Yeah, good thing, good thing. But another thing that also is important that I didn't think of until after I talked to Scott this morning is to reward yourself. So if you're doing this method and you're getting a nice score, give yourself a sticker, give yourself a pat on the back, give yourself a chance to sit in a comfy chair and read a nice book for half an hour uninterrupted. Give yourself the chance to watch one of your favourite TV shows. Do some sort of rewarding. Also, you could possibly give yourself a block of chocolate, but I'm trying to steer away from food-based rewards. Partially successfully. I like chocolate a lot. Anyway, so not a food-based reward every time, but I think when we're doing well, sometimes it's very easy to just say, okay, did that, move on. And I think it's a good idea to sometimes stop, give yourself a pat on the back and say, yeah, did a good job. Well done, Ruth. Yay. And then move on. So I would love to hear from you, hear how you're doing and what sort of things you've come up with for your year themes or whether you're using these accountability questions, what questions are. And you can tell me by email at Ruth Amos, so ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or come onto Facebook, find me at Ruth Amos Author and let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And I will be chatting to you again in a couple of weeks.